The city of Philadelphia hopes to attract more tourists this summer with a new ad campaign aimed specifically at gays and lesbians. Philadelphia is the latest city to court this lucrative demographic. Many want Massachusetts to do the same and say a gay tourism campaign would be a natural for the first state to legalize gay marriage. But NPR's Tovia Smith reports that the idea is running into resistance.
The new ads for Philadelphia give new meaning to the city of brotherly love.
My dearest beloved, how I long to be with you again, to see your radiant smile.
The ad opens with a man in colonial garb inviting his beloved to meet him at Independence Hall. In the next scene, he waits with flowers in hand, ignoring the young women passing by. Finally, when his beloved shows up, it's a man.
Come to Philadelphia. Get your history straight and your nightlife gay.
The ads are the first of their kind on TV. But Philadelphia tourism officials say they're not trying to make a statement, they're just trying to make a buck. Research shows that gays and lesbians spend $54 billion a year on travel. They vacation more often than most and tend to spend more while they're at it. Paula Butler is vice president of the Greater Philadelphia Tourism Marketing Corporation.
We just said, this is a fabulous market for us. We need to go after this.
And they're not the only ones with a clever new campaign. San Diego, for example, is promoting itself with the tagline, "Come out and be yourself." And now many in Massachusetts, home of the first legalized gay marriages and the gay vacation mecca of Provincetown, say marketing the Bay State as the gay state ought to be a no-brainer.
Duh.
Sue Hyde is with the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force.
It simply makes economic sense. It just makes sense.
Hyde is one of many who say Massachusetts and Boston are missing out by not rolling out the rainbow carpet, as some call it, to gay and lesbian travelers.
What is the problem here in Boston? You know, why are we passing up those bucks? If I were in the business, I'd be hopping mad right about now.
Indeed, some in Massachusetts are.
We have been knocking on that door for over 7 years, and they're not getting it.
Paul Moreno is a travel agent in Boston and a member of the International Gay and Lesbian Travel Association. He says he's been trying in vain to get Boston to host an IGLTA convention that would bring more gay and lesbian business to the area.
They don't want to be a part of it. They don't want their name associated with this community particularly.
Some businesses believe Boston's afraid of looking too liberal before the Democratic convention comes to town, or of offending conservative groups. Philadelphia's gay ad is drawing about as many complaints as kudos, according to officials there. Ron Cruz, a conservative activist who's planning a run for Congress, says something similar for Boston or Massachusetts would probably provoke a boycott.
Do we really want to be walking on the Freedom Trail with our kids if all we see are homosexual couples who have been bused in for special weekends or whatever? I personally don't want to expose children to that.
But Boston tourism officials say that kind of controversy doesn't worry them. If they've been too slow to court gay and lesbian travelers, they say, it's only because they figured they didn't have to.
Boston already is a destination for gays and lesbians.
Pat Moscrotolo, head of the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau, says the city is busy right now promoting the Democratic Convention. Boston may not have done much to court gay and lesbian tourists in the past, but Moscrotolo says things are changing.
That was then, and this is now, and by that I mean the Convention and Visitors Bureau and some of our other partners are definitely interested in this marketplace.
Moscrotolo says the city is trying to win some state funding to target gay and lesbian tourists, but some are skeptical that the state would support the idea. Republican Governor Mitt Romney has been a staunch opponent of gay marriage and has tried to block gay and lesbian out-of-staters from marrying here, saying he doesn't want Massachusetts to become the Las Vegas of gay marriage. But Paul Sacco, head of the state tourism office, denies suggestions that the state is hostile to the idea of gay tourism.
How the governor feels is not in any way having a reflection on how he wants the state promoted. He welcomes everyone, and it doesn't matter who they are.
Still, Sacco says Massachusetts has no plans to invest in any kind of a special invitation to gay tourists, as Philly has done.
If it goes real well, I'm happy for them. Our plan is not to do that.
But in time, experts say, the gay and lesbian market will increasingly become one that major destinations can no longer afford to ignore. Ultimately, they say, it's a bottom-line business decision that will be driven everywhere by profits, not politics. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.